Brace the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship approaching. Over.
Roger that. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend £200 on your first campaign and get a £200 credit for the next one. Go to linkedin.com/lead to claim your offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens, where every week, digging into the archives and giving you a quick hit of inspiration from one of the incredible people that I get to talk to on this show. So this week, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premieres. And I know she wasn't on this particular arm or vertical of the RH Empire, but it reminded me of the time I spoke with Real Housewives legend Bethany Frankel. Besides TV, Bethany is best known as the founder of Skinny Girl liquor brand, which she sold in 2011 for over $100 million. So if you're like me, the best you've ever done is making $5 selling a solo cup at a keg party. So not too shabby, Bethany. At the time we spoke, she just launched a new podcast, a new show, and a new philanthropic initiative. So I asked her how she mastered the fine art of doing a million things at once. And just a note, at the time we recorded this, we were still figuring out that whole recording audio that sounds good thing. So the quality isn't super fantastic, and my apologies to all the audiophiles out there. Okay, so here's Bethany talking about how she gets it all done.
I'm very precise. I'm very linear. I execute. I am organized to the nth degree, and I just get it done. I'm like with a machete, just like hacking away, one thing at a time, keep going, keep moving, be with my daughter, manage her, love her, get her to school, go to work. She comes home, be with her, do pick up, cook, etc. Aren't very social, make social a little bit combined with work, and just have ideas, write them down, execute them, delegate them, and communicate them. And you have to have a great team around you. And I just work. There's nothing else to say. I just go for it. I work and I get it done.
But working makes people tired. Don't you get tired?
I get very activated. When I'm in a burst, like I am right now, I'm in a burst, then I'm activated. And I just got to try to steal sleep when I can. But then I come down and I'll take days upon days to just relax and maybe try to do yoga or snuggle with my daughter or go to a pumpkin patch and go to bed early because I store it up. So then I stack. Like I stack everything I have to do. Right now I have back-to-back press and meetings and people in my house right now in the other room brainstorming something we're working on. But then the minute my daughter gets back, the light switch goes off. We're going to dinner together and just like snuggling and watching movies. So I find my own balance. I'm present in anything that I'm doing fully. I'm present in motherhood, and I'm present in work, and I'm present in fun and dancing and laughing, and then I'm present in trying to sleep or get a massage. I'm just very, time is very valuable, and yeah, how you use it.
So like I said, Bethany was promoting her then new podcast, which is called Just Be, which is still on the old podcast dials. You should check it out. She talks to a lot of big names in business and entertainment. And so I asked her what commonalities she finds with some of the most successful people on the planet.
So Dana White is the head of the UFC. He and I both believe, don't tell me no. If I tell you it can happen, go find the yes, figure it out. Paris Hilton and I both believe your team is so important, and it's hard to trust people. You got to build the team, and it's hard to get the right team. You keep weaving in and out. And then also that she and I both believe no one's going to ever work as hard as you are. You're the one who's going to work the absolute hardest for yourself. And other people, Cuban, they believe that sales is, you're always selling. You're always selling to get to where you need to get to. No business works without sales, even if it's not traditional sales.
People listening to this, they get fired up, they get inspired, people want to do things, but they don't know how to get started. That starting point scares a lot
now
of people off.
There's never been a better time to start because the world is upside down and the snow globe has been shaken up and upside down. People in commercial real estate are screwed. People in at-home learning are rich. People who had great secure jobs, 401ks, just got laid off and they're like, what the hell? Everyone's stunted. Everyone's stuck. Everyone's having anxiety. Everyone doesn't know what to do. And we've been doing this for a while, and it was cute to make souffles every day in the beginning and talk about what was in our freezer. And then it's anxiety and there's a lot going on and unemployment. It's now time to collect yourself, pull yourself up through your bootstraps. You have been thrown out of an airplane, so you better figure out how to fly. And the good news is that years from now, all of these seeds that are being planted are going to grow into trees. Small business has the most growth potential right now because big businesses have to move real slow. And anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur and get their names on the map now, get your plan together and get on the road.
You heard the lady. Get on the road. And so we shall. Snack time is over. Let's get moving, folks. Hey, before you go anywhere, though, please subscribe to How Success Happens, where you'll get an earful of inspo twice a week. And if you want more of me in your life, of course you do. Be sure to check out my Substack. This should be fun. And hey, we love feedback. Leave me a comment or a rating, or hit me up at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. If you send me anything, a question, words of encouragement, hate mail, whatever it is, we will get it on the air and get your voice heard. So do it. All right, get out there, do something awesome, and see you next time.